Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Greetings and welcome to Emergence News, coming to you from the Garden City of Christchurch. We are, as you know, based in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and as we are in the Southern Hemisphere, we are heading at great speed towards the end of our summertime. Summer is usually a time for relaxing and being outside in nature, a time for happiness and joy, which is our birthright. Are we feeling it? New Zealand is experiencing some extreme weather events, heat and drought in the north and flooding in the south. Generally, though, we are getting off lightly so far, relative to our neighbours in Australia anyway. However, this summer has been a mixture of cool and cloudy with strong winds interspersed with meltingly hot days. Unpredictable is probably the best word to describe it, and feels like it is reflecting how we humans are experiencing our daily lives. We are certainly being kept on our toes. You can almost feel the collective in-breath, awaiting and wondering, what on earth is going to happen next? This lack of predictability creates feelings of insecurity and is one of the trials we are living through as the world we know collapses around us. Sometimes it crashes, sending shockwaves through our consciousness, while most of the time cracks appear and ways of being feel shaky and unreliable. What used to be accepted behaviour or ways of doing things have become outdated and questioned. As our consciousness is expanding and growing, such behaviour is no longer considered appropriate or relevant. Our purpose for recording these programmes is to share with you a story we know that could explain why life is so unpredictable and uncertain. We call this programme Emergence News because of the gradual emergence into the world of a group of, from our spiritual hierarchy. They have returned as men to live in the world of men and for the first time as a group. They are our elder brothers, beings who have been guiding and caring for humanity for millennia. Their presence is stimulating ideas and actions, and at such a speed that we are left feeling unbalanced and uncertain as to what, if anything, we can be certain of. Leading this group is the world teacher for this age, a planetary avatar who embodies the Christ energy of love. His purpose is to guide us into a new golden age, an age of synthesis, brother, sisterhood and acceptance, and understanding that we are one human family who depend on each other and must act in such a way that all are cared for, all are loved and respected equally. This leader has been known by different names, Krishna, the Messiah, the Kalki Avatar, Maitreya Buddha and many others, but his personal name is Maitreya, which means the happy one. He arrived here on this planet in 1977. He descended from his ancient home in the etheric plains of the Himalayas and made his base among the Asian community in London, in the UK. In September 1977, Scottish artist and esotericist Benjamin Krem, who was given the job of disseminating this story, was asked to give public communications from Maitreya. The process used is called mental overshadowing. It is not channeling, but a supplying of the basic etheric physical vibration for Maitreya to speak through him. If you listen to the messages, it is Benjamin Krem's voice you can hear, but there is a distinct change in the timbre and resonance of his voice. Maitreya gave a series of 140 messages at public events held by Benjamin Krem in London. There are familiar themes running through the messages: simplicity, sharing, the joy of service to the world, returning to the plan of God. He talks often of our glorious future once we have overcome our sense of separateness and assures us that he is ever by our side as a protector, guide and elder brother. We believe that joy and happiness are on the horizon for all of us if we can embrace it. All we need to do is let go of the limiting belief that we or anyone of us do not deserve to be happy, to be cared for, to be loved. So in the studio today, and Continuing with this theme, we have John and Peter. Welcome, guys.
Hello there.
Hello, Shafia. My dear friends, I'm happy to be with you once more.
Great. That's the words of my tray, and we'll be hearing about that in a minute.
Okay, thanks, Shafia, and good to see you too, Peter. So, messages from Maitreya the Christ, the book, 140 messages. We're looking at message number 16. And I had a number of reads of this message. I've used Maitreya's messages personally, and I kind of sort of read one every day for a while. And just saying to the guys before the radio program that this is the first one I've read over a couple of times. A whole lot of things popped out into my head, and I find that when you read one of these messages, they kind of get into you somehow. So anyway, I made some notes about this particular message. The first thing that really caught my eye, it was written in February 1978, and yet it is incredibly topical for February 2020. It highlights a sort of cleavage and current global polarity, which we've talked about a lot. He mentions and often mentions this, the choice, the current pathway, which we know is destructive. We must be clear on that by now. Or God, or the way of God is the way that I interpret it. So the way of God is the other choice. He also says this is a period of test. The period of test begins. Found that a little scary, actually. And he talks about incarnational purpose. And so we often talk about in the transmission groups that we have this role. But I also think that that incarnational purpose extends to all those who are exposed to the story, not just those that have chosen to do the work. So listening to this program and listening to these messages, I think, is part of your incarnational experience.
Well, they, Benjamin Krem does say that it's, these messages are creating a huge thought form, aren't they, that are going into the minds of humanity at a different level.
It's almost like it's a reminder that we have chosen to be here now. And most of us, of course, forget. But, you know, there's sometimes little snippets of information that comes through that remind you that you are a soul in incarnation, that you have chosen to be here, and this is part of your purpose.
Chosen this life, chosen this vehicle.
Exactly.
Chosen this circumstance.
Yes.
Really, really interesting concept. The other ongoing, and I guess the other things that I pulled out of this message with ongoing Maitreya themes, free will is sacrosanct. Even the masters don't mess with your free will. The task is ours. Maitreya and the masters will show us the way, but really the job is ours, and it kind of made me think about my teenager, who is probably the most divine, gorgeous, intelligent teenager ever born on the planet. I'm fairly sure. I'm fairly sure about that. And actually so divine at times that she actually hovers off the ground. Her feet never quite touched the planet. But we have this discussion about cleaning up your room. And it is a lesson she's having to learn to clean up her space. And it's a tough lesson, but it's a lesson for humanity. We need to clean up our room.
We do.
The other thing that comes through is there are reasons why we are all here, and you need to find out what they are. You aid your growth by aiding Maitreya. We are all divine. Realize it. And the final one, and it's one of my favorite quotes, meditation and service are the right royal road to enlightenment. And that's a quote by Benjamin Krem from his book, Transmission Meditation. So meditation and service are the right royal road. Message number 16, absolutely fabulous ideas there.
There is. So should we talk a little bit about service? Because I think it's the thing, isn't it, that we all need to be able to sort of engage in.
So service is soul's purpose. So there comes a point in your incarnational experience where the soul starts to show interest in the vehicles, when you've stopped being a tiller of the hun and you've stopped being other things and start to ask the question, why? Why am I here? What's life all about? What's it all about? The soul starts to show interest, and the soul's purpose is service. So once that soul starts showing interest in the vehicle, it'll brush you towards meditation. Meditation is the tool for soul contact. So those two things will start happening: an interest in helping others, volunteering with an idea to serve or maybe to decentralize yourself, and the practice of meditation, which brings in that soul energy to confirm that connection.
Yeah, so many people who do meditate will say that, you know, you do need service to counteract the energy that you bring through from meditation, don't you?
Yeah, and Benjamin Cream calls it the neuroses of the initiate, where you're meditating, bringing in this energy, but not letting it flow out. And so you get blockages.
And I guess you could say that about money, couldn't you? If you've got all this money piled in there, then it's blockages and it's causing
chaos.
You know, if money was flowing around the world, it would be a force for good.
And if anybody would like to flow some money towards me, I would be most happy. Yes. I bought a lottery ticket on the weekend. If I'd won, we'd be never having this conversation. I'd be gone. You'd never see me again. I'd be flowing elsewhere.
Yes, I'm sure. You'd be here, John.
Yes, I would.
We're happy to bring the message from Maitreya to you. These messages from Maitreya are known to us from our constant use in our meditation. We start each meditation with one of Maitreya's messages. And he starts each message expressing that he is happy to be with us in this way. Remember, he is actually overshadowing Benjamin Krem when he gives these messages. So he's happy that he's doing this in this way, and we can tell by his voice that it is certainly different from Benjamin Krem's normal voice, although he's using his voice box, as it were. But not for nothing is he known as the happy one. We see this time and again, and it comes through on these messages. And he talks to us about our return to the Godhead as the same as the plan of God. And basically, we as souls are here to serve the plan of God, whether we know it or not, but in a deep way, that is what we're here for.
And it doesn't have to be a conscious service, does it, talking about service?
No, I see all these people and they talk, you know, on TV they have these people that do good works and that sort of thing. They're very, you know, very down-to-earth people. They're doing a good job. They're helping people.
Yeah.
They're good sorts, you know, and
they actually have that on the radio, on the news, don't they?
It is. It just, you know, shows that service begins and ends at all different levels. You know, it doesn't have to be esoteric. It can be completely physical and people helping people.
Right. And you don't have to be banging a big drum to say,
no, that's right. You know, not even necessarily into meditation or anything like that.
And I think a lot of people don't, you know, we talk about the return and the plan of God, but a lot of people don't even really believe in God, do they? You know?
No, this is right. They separate themselves from God. I mean, this is what Maitreya keeps mentioning in his messages, that we are actually gods in the making.
Yes.
We are part of God, have always been part of God. There is nothing separate from us. But we keep seeing the separation. And, you know, even my daughter says, I don't even know that I believe in God. And I said, well, that's fine. I said, do you believe in yourself? She said, of course.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, it's the realization that you are a part of that. I said, well, what say we call it expanded consciousness? Do you believe you're part of an expanded consciousness? She said, yes, I do.
Yes, or a divine intelligence or, you know, or whatever.
Yes. So it's just,
power,
just the name.
It is the name.
That freaks some people out.
Yeah.
And she has got a very mental sort of a job, so she understands it from a mental point of view, you know. But the word sometimes freaks them, doesn't it? In message number 16, he says, my masters will show you the first steps out of the quagmire. They will show you that a simpler life can be had in full happiness. In other words, we don't have to be boring, drab, and lead a life of penance or anything like this. We can be happy in doing the work. We can share the results of our interaction with other people, our life, and bring love to other people. And this will bring happiness to us. I love his blessings at the end of each message. He brings in a blessing. And in this particular one, he says, may the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to look within and there to find that God, who forever in you dwells. In other words, God has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is you. This is part of you. And, you know, to me, it's incredibly important that we start to realize that we're part of God and not separate at all. A separation is considered the great sin in a way, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and he's constantly reminding us, isn't he, that, you know, that we are God's, that we are, we do have that, you know, we are part of the plan, that we do have this ability to change, you know. And
that's right. And he often refers to us as a light being and, you know, he uses different phrases to enumerate that we are part of this consciousness, this great being which we call God, which we call universal consciousness.
Which we call life, which we call the software that runs the planet, however you like,
however
you like to put that. The other thing that I really picked up on this message is they will show you that a simpler life can be led in full happiness. And I think our commercialization, our commodification, and our over-technical kind of dependency has made life incredibly complicated.
It has.
Tiring, wearisome, worrying, and that the simple life is absolutely achievable. And there is a very strong global movement to move away from off the grid. And the grid doesn't just represent the electricity system, it represents that horribly complex life that we've made for ourselves around the drive for material.
Even the food is suggested, you know, stay away from the middle aisles. Use the food that you grow in your garden as well. You know, keep everything simple.
So that simpler life is being done already on this planet.
It is being done, and yet people, you know, on the people who question it sort of say, are we going to go back to sort of living in huts and, you know, not having electricity? I mean, that's the criticism, isn't it? That's what people say, but it's actually nothing like that, because we're going to have glories, you know.
But also, I was born and raised in Christchurch in the late 50s, and back then we had a quarter acre section, and mum and dad grew vegetables, and if we had a surplus, we swapped it over the fence to the neighbours next door, and we had chooks to clean up the scraps and produce eggs. And so we had what was normal in New Zealand in the 60s was quite a sustainable lifestyle. We had one car, we had no television, and we had a very good quality of life by sharing resource and by having that simpler life.
But I think what we need to try and get people to understand is that by having a simpler life, it doesn't mean, like as Peter said, that it's going to be a boring life, or we're going to go back, we're going backwards. We're actually going to go forwards with a simpler life and have much more than we actually think. You know, much better sort of technology, much better energy sources, you know, that can give us travel. You know, this is what's promised in, you know, Benjamin Krem talks about, you know, that we can actually, at the moment we're all, you know, worrying about flying, but, you know, when we get the free energy that we have, we'll be able to fly anywhere that we want to.
Yes, so we'll put on the anti-gravity belt and
Well, I don't, you know, he says you'll just go into you know, there won't be any passports, you'll just, you know, get into some kind of whatever it is and it'll be powered by the sun and you'll be there in a few minutes and there won't be any jet lag, you know. So it's not that we're going to go backwards to a very sort of, you know, rustic lifestyle. It's that actually we can go forward, you know, to a science fiction.
I mean, he talks about the show you the glories of God, of you know, of the future. The future will be brilliant, you know, a civilization that we can't even imagine. And this is emphasized again and again in Maitreya's messages, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So all of this has come out of message number 16.
Yes.
We've got another 100 and something to go.
Yes, that's right.
We're only 16 messages into it.
Yes.
And to the 140.
Message number 16. My dear friends, I am happy to be with you once more. My plan is to reveal to men there exists for them but two paths. One will lead them inexorably to devastation and death. The other, my friends, my dear ones, will lead mankind straight to God, and in the light of his presence, they, if ready, will see wonders and unbelievable glories. My task is to point the way, to lead you out of discord into that blessed state of harmony and love, which will vouchsafe to you that dream. My work proceeds, and soon, now, very soon, you will see my face and hear my words. The period of test begins. My plan is to place before you these two alternatives, to outline the possibilities and the pitfalls. The choice is yours. You, from your own divinely given free will, must decide. If you, as in my heart I know you will, decide for God, I shall take you to him, and together we shall place before him our life of service to him and to the world. Many of my people already are doing so. It is this which confers on them the appellation, my beloved ones. Join this band of true servers of the world. Become my workers. Become my companions. Become my heroes and serve the plan. Little time remains for this work of preparation. Take now the first steps into your glory. Serve the purpose of your return and the plan of God. They are one and the same. My masters will show you the first steps out of the quagmire. They will show you that a simpler life can be led in full happiness and manifested divine throughout love and service of our brothers. This is the way of old. It is the way of all time. Nothing really changes with God. Make now your choice to serve my plan and see the light which beckons you into the future, or to sound forever the knell of regret. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to look within and there to find that God who forever in you dwells.
All this information can be found on the Share International website, www.share-international.org. Scorpio Books in Christchurch carries the magazine and some books. And also don't forget the podcasts, which are available on the Plains FM website.
We welcome your comments, questions and feedback. Please contact us at emergencenews@gmail.com.
The opportunity to join our transmission is available Monday and Wednesday evenings and Thursday mornings, which gives us the possibility to do a service meditation in conjunction with Masters.